Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 19th day of August, in the year of our Lord, 2017. We're going to go to our next caller in just a minute, but I just want to let you folks know something I just saw on this live feed from Boston. The counter-protesters, looks like a two- or three-lane street, completely full of bodies. Aerial shot showed 5 to 6 blocks of people. I mean, wall-to-wall people marching down whatever street it is in Boston. I don't think this is going to end well. I want to be wrong more than you know. Anyway, let's go to Desert Eagle. In other words, Jimmy in New Mexico on line 11. Welcome back, Jimmy.
Hey, Tim. Oh, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. We're on the... making a run to town. The transfer pump on the well decided to quit. So,
understood.
Yeah, that kind of upsets my plans for the weekend. But anyway, watching that deal on the news just a minute ago, watching it with you, this is going to be crazy today, because what you showed there, I was listening to it for a moment, is over a mile long of the Antifa, and right in the front is Black Lives Matter with their banner.
Right.
And, you know, they don't have a permit. They were saying that a while ago. And the ones that have the freedom rally, free speech rally, they have planned this for several months, has
right.
been in the planning, and they've had their permit now for several weeks. So long before Charlottesville and everything else. So, all we need is to link one or two of those people in the anti-protesters getting a paycheck from Soros and then go after him.
Right.
They've already planned that.
I'm losing you, Jimmy.
It's
I'm losing
gonna be
you,
horrible.
Buddy.
Okay. Tell you what, Jim. I'll just talk to you a little bit later. And
all
everybody
right,
have
feel
a great
free to
day.
Call back. All right. Thank you, Jimmy.
I
appreciate it. All right, folks. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We can talk about anything you want to. I've been talking about this demonstration that I'm watching in Boston, various live feeds. I'm not switching through them, but the channel I'm watching is switching through various live feeds. And the number of counter-protesters is just incredible. I'm not good at estimating crowd size, but I would definitely say they're in the thousands, you know, maybe even five-figure numbers. I'm not sure. But somehow I just don't think this is going to end well. However, the police, from what I'm seeing, are keeping the two groups separate, which, of course, is the key to not having the violence like they had in Charlottesville. So, interesting thing. Interesting. If you're in Boston, or even if you're at the protest and you're listening, please give us a call, 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. And we'd love to hear what's really going on the ground, because all I can see is a live feed and everything's a tight shot on various people right now, so I have no idea what is really going on there. I'm just watching. Okay, folks, something that personally bothers me, which I'm sure you can tell by the intro music, which side I'm on, the destruction of historical statues and monuments, it serves no real purpose. know, if you think about it, the history remains, regardless of whether or not there's any monuments to that history or documenting that history. I fully expect the next thing to be those roadside markers, particularly in the South, that talk about anything related to the Civil War. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if those aren't the next targets. You know, it's sad. It is truly sad. So, I don't know, guys. What do you think? You know, I'd love to hear from you. 800-313-9443. My friend Rick in Missouri and I had a conversation a day or so ago. And, well, we'll get back to that in a minute. We've got Paul in New Jersey on line 11. Good morning, Paul.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, sir?
Good. I don't have a TV. Well, I have an antenna, so I'll see what I can find about what's going on up in Boston. But I'll tell you, you know, if you have a lot of Antifa people going around terrorizing white America and because of their racial views, like a modern-day witch hunt, because that's what this is.
Yes.
It's a modern-day witch hunt. It's about shaking down and putting everybody, even the President of the United States, to submit to the fact that multiracialism is the greatest and diversity is the best. This is diversity enforcement.
Right.
And
I agree.
And what is happening because of this, though, is, I mean, look at the existent laws already. Whites are not, you know, are disfavored through affirmative action. Whites are displaced by mass immigration. Right?
Right.
The diversity has, we've set up new civil crimes laws and civil hate laws or hate speech laws to go after the dissenters who don't think diversity is the greatest and more diversity will be even better.
Right.
Right? And also, they're going after to find out, what is the thought in your brain? You know, do you think one race is better than the other or dominant over the other? Right? You're not allowed to tell your opinion if you have an opinion on it. You can't do anthropology, in a sense. You're not allowed to study the racial or human differences in front of the crowd. It gets them all worked up.
Right.
And so what I'm seeing...
Correct.
Yeah, and, you know, it's getting so bad to the point, you know, that the left almost brags, like, it's got, first of all, who says you have to dress up in brown shirts? Can't they be black shirts?
Yeah.
Who says you have to wear suspenders and march in uniform? Can't they just put on their little masks and hoods and then throw stones at the racists in the modern witch hunt?
Because well, that's exactly what they're doing.
Because of their intolerance and hatred and zeal. And fanaticism. Now listen, here's part of it too. So if whites are getting it from all these angles, don't whites think to themselves, like the Spaniards must be thinking now, right?
Right.
They're thinking, if we had a white nation, we wouldn't have a lot of these problems. Like Japan. Japan's not multiracial. They don't have these problems. Notice they don't have the van running down people in the streets. They don't have the lawsuits and the civil rights lawsuits. The Japanese, what they did is they remained racist. They listened to their racist letters, leaders and ancestors, and said, we're going to keep a racially pure state. So whites are going to see, so whites are going to see white nationalism as a way out of this disaster of diversity. And maybe basically, like, what's his name, Richard Spencer says, maybe we should claim a section of the Northwest or some area somewhere and say, this is just white landia. Can't we have a place where we're not harried by forcing to love diversity?
Right. Well, you know, the federal government for years has been in the business of, you know, I mean, I'm here in Missouri. I've seen it myself. In towns that are all white, of moving other races in. You know, it's hard for me to be a racist person, and I'll tell you why. I am part Native American, part white, and part black. Yet, I am called racist on almost a daily basis. Figure that one out.
Because it's a belief that's they want to extirpate. And that's where it becomes like, I mean, really, are they working on a non-racism drug? And maybe that already
exists.
They're
working on lithium. Something. I don't know what.
Yeah, because
they're working on something.
Yeah, because it seems like they want further indoctrination. I mean, are the FEMA camps going to open up soon? And by the way, Trump and the Justice Department need to man up even more and start going out after Antifa. And because this is interstate racketeering to deny other people their civil rights.
Correct. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah, and this is being allowed and exacerbated by this sick agenda. And like I said, they're going to drive whites into the thought of white nationalism, and it actually builds up the cause in among whites. Because listen, if we live in the races at peace, and often we do, especially in such a big country where we can just move to a different section, you know, mm-hmm. and avoid riots and fights, right? And so
right.
I it's just this intolerance towards whites even thinking for themselves or on their own or of their heritage. And it's modern-day hysteria and witch hunt.
I agree. It is. It is so... The only word I can come out with for this is, you know, the way I feel is sad that this is happening. You know, my family gets along with all races. You know, we always have because we're, you know, both my wife and I, well, she's biracial, I'm triracial. Both my wife and I have never had a problem with race. And yet I was born in the South, and there's a lot of things about the old South that I dearly love. Okay? But I remember even as a young child, when before the busing and all that, there were certain places I knew not to go where we lived at because it was a black area and the blacks didn't want any whites there. You know, of course, then we got the school busing, we got the desegregation, and now the pendulum has swung the other way and the blacks are wanting their own graduation commencements, their own dormitories at college where only blacks live. But yet, you know, 40 years ago, and I know, I'm quite sure you remember this, Paul, 40 years ago, the blacks were wanting everything the whites had, including education. And the pendulum has swung. I don't think these people know what they want. I really don't. What do you think?
I think they mimic and parrot from whatever they've been taught by these Marxist professors and what they see in the media. And also, there's a lot of just biological opportunism and the smelling of blood. And that's right. What the left and some of these Antifa types, you know, they see that the whites are weak or the nationalists, and they go after them. And it's just incredible political opportunism. As they've said about Donald Trump this week, they made him, they always try to put him on the spot, backtrack over what he said simply, and apologize and feel bad about his thoughts. And I consider this anti-Gentilism, or anti-Gentilism, where they're going after a Trump because he's of Germanic descent, white, and, and they just, there's a racial animus behind this coming from Antifa, clearly.
Right. You know, and their very name, Antifa, in other words, anti-fascist, I find quite amusing. If you think about it, they're using fascist tactics to push their Antifa or anti-fascist agenda. But they're the ones using fascist methods.
Oh, and here's another thing. Yeah. No, one of the things that Antifa wants is they preemptively feel they have to beat up Nazis right off the beginning because they can't let up and let a Nazi be a Nazi unmolested. All right, so that's one of Antifa's claims, is to extirpate Nazism before it becomes a political thing. But the point is, egalitarian communists have killed more people in the 20th century, right, than white supremacist Nazis. Exactly. So doesn't that therefore justify the whites to extirpate communism and go after Antifa and exterminate them or whatever you do? I don't know. And because to put communism out of the butt, I'm not advocating it, but I'm just saying in their minds. But the lack of justification for what they do, and that's why one can only conclude that Antifa likes to go around beating up people and using clubs and getting in fights.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the press has unmercifully hammered President Trump for his statement last weekend, which came out and said that, there was violence on both sides. How dare he tell the truth, according to CNN and, MSNBC and all them? How dare he tell the truth? You know, all the blame has to be squarely on the white supremacists or the Ku Klux Klan or whoever. But, Trump told the truth, and he's being hammered for it to the point where some people are even, Pat Buchanan, I believe, has come out and said the Trump presidency is over, because he told the truth. So, I don't know what's going to happen, Paul, but I would encourage people, if they can get out of large cities, to do it and do it quickly.
Yeah, and people need to get work down. If you want to keep the peace, this is a huge country. Nobody forces you to get on a bus, dress up in a black outfit, and go confront the other, right? The other person, right? You can go off into the lovely countryside, enjoy nature and its beauty on a wonderful Sunday or Saturday. You don't have to drive to Boston and get in a backup sticks over nebulous arguments on the right of individuals to have identity and the right to preserve their heritage and also the right to free thought, not having your head busted in because you dissent or if you dream of a white homeland for the future of whites because whites feel like a dispossessed race. Much like, by the way, you being part Indian, you would know how that feels.
Yes, sir, I do. I truly do.
And I would say on your part, you're very kind and you have a great spirit because you don't pursue, you understand the white view, being out of it yourself, like partly white, partly non-white.
Right.
So you understand both sides dispassionately, and that's why I give you credit. You've got a good way of looking at things and understanding the white man's alienation.
Right, and I do understand it. And, on the Native American side, I most definitely understand it. Racism is not dead in this country. Racism does exist. Believe me, even here in this small town, we've been affected by it tremendously. I know we got a break here in just a minute, and we're going to have to go to Allen in South Carolina on line 9 here in a minute. But real quick, I was put on the board of directors of the Bend County Fall Festival. When I was put on that board of directors, 3 people quit that night. And I don't remember the exact sentiments, but it was something along the lines, those effing Indians will ruin the fair. It was me and a few other Native Americans were put on that board by a vote of the members. And, that's just a very small example of the racism here. Do I get mad about it? No. I try to convince them they're wrong by my actions, not by my speech. So.
Exactly. So you're doing your people an honor.
I try my best.
And that might sum up my arguments, is that, whites standing for themselves is honorable, just like any person standing for themselves is honorable.
I agree. Absolutely agree.
And also to watch history going on, and also at some point you must forget about the history of the past, and we realize, hey, we live in America, right? And I tell you, if you got $10, you can go to one of these buffets, you know that? And you can live it up and have the greatest food in the world. So this is a country of plentitude and bounty, and so what is there to fight over? Not really much.
Hey, Paul, buddy, I got to let you go.
All right, sir.
I'm sorry, we got a hard break. We'll go to Allen in South Carolina on line 9 now.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 19th day of August in the year of our Lord, 2017. Today is open line. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. And next, we're going to Alan in South Carolina on line 9. Good morning, Alan.
Well, good morning and thank you. This is my second time on, but the conversation is focused on the same thing, so maybe I can remember what I left out the first time.
Okay.
Let me start by saying hurrah, hurrah for the Bonnie Blue Flag, hurrah. Really love the way play that.
Well,
but to get to the point without using up so much time, I want to tease you a little bit and say what you're forgetting in your complaints is, according to liberation theology or Marxist Christianity, it's impossible to affirm whiteness and humanity at the same time. And what they need is the destruction of whiteness, which is the source of human misery in the world, which is the source of all this double standard and persecution, everything from Robert E. Lee, and they will include George Washington, and they have before included Abe Lincoln, even.
Correct.
And
absolutely correct, Alan.
Let me just say this for myself. My first wife and the mother of my children's great-grandmother was a pure-blooded Cherokee who had never, not once, had her family married in with the white devils. So, you know, well, I'm not in any way, shape, or form any more than a white devil myself, but family is. So, but, you know, all of you Native Americans, or Native tribesmen, as my friend Val Green likes to call himself, beware. There's some DNA evidence emerging that you might be white devils as well. So it might be impossible to affirm your humanity soon, so be careful.
Well, oh, yeah, absolutely.
But we got to stand up to these so-and-sos. I mean, you know, you just got to. You got, and the more you know about their background and what they believe in, the more you can understand them. Why do they attack us unmercifully and uncompromisingly? Because they think that we're inhuman. And they say so, and they teach it at the public school. The Pope believes
right.
it, and so forth. Well, I got to say what I'd forgot the first time earlier this morning, so you all carry on. I said you couldn't find liberation theology on the Internet, but you can find Marxist Christianity. Look that up and see how they pat themselves on the back about being the saviors of mankind and so forth. And it's all BS and tyranny.
Well, anything related to communism, it always winds up being tyranny. And in the last century, we saw that repeated over and over again with the number of the millions of people that both Stalin and Mao Zedong liquidated, killed, in other words. You know, in the tens of millions, both of them, I don't remember the numbers. One was 40 million, one was 60 million. I don't remember which is which. But you're absolutely correct, Alan.
Let me get in one last plug for the Bonnie Blue Flag.
Yes, sir.
You know, everybody's, insulted or offended by slavery. If you want to be insulted or offended by slavery, be insulted or offended by Africa. They're still selling slaves out of Africa to this very day into Southeast Asia. I won't take up the time to tell you why I know that to be a fact, but it's public knowledge, and it can be confirmed even by our enemies.
That is true. You are correct. Slavery is big business. I forgot how many millions, tens of millions of people the UN just published this past week as being in slavery right now. But I want to say 50 or 60 million people in the world are currently slaves.
Well, the New World, the United States and South America, only for the blinking of an eye, ever participated in the ancient and still ongoing practice of selling slaves out of Africa. So if you want to be offended by something, be offended by that and apologize to me for your lies and manipulations. Well, you got me wound up. I had to get off the stump. Sorry.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks
we really appreciate your call, Alan.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you have a good
Keep
week.
It up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 4 minutes. We're going to go then to Joel in Indiana on line 3, 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Laurie Spencer. Today is Saturday, 19 August, year of our Lord, 2017. Folks, this is the final half hour of the show. If you feel the urge to call in, please do so now. Yes, you may have to wait on the line for a while. Right now, we're going to Joel in Indiana on line three. Good morning, sir.
Hi, good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, buddy.
You know, I'm very happy to hear that you're doing very well, and I just want you to know our family, you know, we have a set of prayers that my daughter keeps a list of everybody we pray for, and you're one of them on that list, and I really do believe in the power of prayer, and I'm so glad to hear things are working out, and I hope all these avenues that you took, whether it be energy cleaners and whatever nutritional things you do, all played probably a role in your recovery, and I'm glad you had really good doctors. I know the VA gets hammered a lot. I did my residency training in the VAs when I was in the Air Force, and I got to tell you, there's some great, I saw some real miracles worked in my day, so I'm glad you're in good hands.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you the truth, though, Joel, that the VA originally said they could not fix my leg, and they sent me to the Missouri University Health Center in Columbia, which is directly across the street from the VA hospital.
That's a good move.
The VA is paying for everything. Kind of a hassle because they only do it a month at a time, but they are paying for everything. I'm getting great care,
The bone is healed. The only thing I've got left is about a 11 centimeter by 5 centimeter wound on my leg. But it is starting to heal. I can no longer see bone. And they took out all the hardware on that side of my leg because they said that I was one of those 1 in 1,000 people that reacted either to the nickel or copper in the alloy that they used for the plates and screws.
So, well, I can
anyway,
tell, I
I'm
tell
getting
you,
there.
That's a real rare reaction, you know that?
Correct. But I had all kinds of necrotic tissue. They cut out what was a single incision, you know, held together by stitches. Basically, it was just necrotic tissue that turned black, and they had to cut it all out. And,
Now that they leave the wound open to let it, it's called healing by second intention. I'm sure the doctor told you that, where they leave the wound open, or they may give you a partial suture, and they kind of tighten it up a little bit, but they never close it. And that I remember when I was in my programs, we did that with a lot of patients, and it really helps quite a bit. So it cuts down on post-op infections. But I'm glad it's working for you.
Yeah, I've had 2 post-op infections. They've currently got me on, I forgot the name of it, Bactrim or something like that, antibiotic.
Bactrim, and, that's okay. It's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's the same one they use to fight that flesh-eating bacteria thing.
Yeah, you're on one, what we call one of the big gun drugs, so that's good. I'm glad you're doing well with that one.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, after 5 months of not walking, walking hurts incredibly. But
yeah.
I'm told that'll go away in time.
It will. You just got to be patient, and it does take time. You know, it takes like 9 months for that bone to remodel and get strong again, so... Whatever it is that you take supplementally, I know Dr. Deagle has his collagen plus that he talks about. I don't know if you could look into that, talk to Dr. Deagle about it. That anything that builds up collagen, bone, osteo, you want to see all that osteoblastic activity in your bone, and all that helps. You know, I'm sure when they take the X-rays, you can see it. I'm hoping the doctors share all that with you. You know,
they do absolutely.
I love when they teach. I come from that background too. My relatives that I was mentored by a couple of uncles, and they were incredible teachers with their patients, and I always kind of copied their techniques, you know, and I try to do the same thing. But that's good.
Right.
That's good. You're in good hands.
Yeah. I'll just be so glad when I can get rid of this wound back, though.
Oh, absolutely. Believe it or not, the bone... Once you're healed up, that bone's going to be stronger than originally. Did you know that?
Yes, I did actually. Yes.
That's very good. It forms a calculus, and that bone's going to be pretty tough. It'll be a lot tougher than when it, the first time around. So that's the good thing to look forward to.
Right, and I'm looking forward to it. You know, I haven't backed off regardless of the pain. You know, I'm putting weight on the foot, like they say, every day.
Yeah.
And
You got to do that. Yeah, and I don't mind spending a little time talking to you about that.
Pain.
That's important. I'm you know, I care about your health, and you know, and yeah, and I do. I think about you know, your situation quite a bit, and I know things could have gone horribly wrong, but boy, you've done. I'm telling you, you've done very, very well. I'm sure you've amazed a lot of people. You know,
well, I'll tell you what I chalk it up to. It's nothing I've done. It's people praying for me. I am firmly convinced of that, Doc. You know, I sincerely believe in the power of prayer. And, you know, I go from one day having a tremendous infection with pus coming out an eighth of a cup at a time to 24 hours later, and it looks like I've never had an infection, you know, with no other treatment. And, you know, I chalk that up to prayer, things like that.
Oh, absolutely. There have been these non-scientific studies done where they've had a group of patients that they had people praying for, and then another group that, you know, just no one prayed for them. And statistically, the group that had people praying for them did do remarkably statistically better than the other group.
Right.
And they were both getting the same treatment. So that should tell you something.
And it does.
But,
it does.
Yeah. So we'll keep it up on our end. I know in our family we do. We will. You know, you can count on that.
Well, it's greatly, greatly appreciated.
more than
No problem. Our pleasure. Believe me, our pleasure. And plus, it gives me a chance to talk about you and the others and RBN with the kids at dinner time. So, it generates a lot of conversation, you know. But I was going to make a few points. I think it was
Go ahead. We got time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just tell me when we want me off. But Alan, who preceded me, I know he brought up the issue of liberation theology. It may help him if he looks up the Mary Null Priests. Back in the 1970s, there was a movement called liberation theology, and this was a Marxist-Leninist brand of communism that kind of got the Mary Null Priests kind of adopted it down in Central and South America. And they were involved in actual revolutions down there. You know, they were assisting the Marxists down there. And many of these priests were carrying guns, and instead of performing priestly duties, they were performing revolutionary activities. And I think Pope John Paul II, he either chastised them or tried to shut them down. But I know that was a big movement for a long time. And, you know, a lot of that Marxist mentality has permeated into the Catholic Church. So, and they call it social justice and all this sort of thing, not realizing those are communist terminologies. You know, and you try to educate people on those sorts of things, and they just give you this look like, you know, who are you, or, you know, what kind of thing, what are you trying to say, and it's just hard to get through people. But that hopefully that'll help Alan. You could look that up, and you can educate yourself on that. And which moves me to the second point. What we're going through is a form of a Marxist revolution, and this is how it's all done. It's been done before during the French Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, and the Mexican Revolution. I mean, there's so many of these revolutions, and they all have the same formula, especially during the French. If you read, there's a book written about the French Revolution. I forgot the name of the author. It's called 1789. It's from Tan Publishing, T-A-N Publishing. And pretty much outlines what had happened. And the same thing with the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917. The tearing down of monuments and historic, you know, in St. Petersburg, they were ripping down monuments of Peter the Great and all the famous Russian heroes of the time, and the same thing with in France. But to make keep things short, there's a book you can read. It's by Dr. He was an MD. His name was Fred Schwartz, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. And the book is called You Can Trust the Communists to Be Communists.
Absolutely, and every time.
And it's a fantastic book. If you get your hands, somebody can get, and there is a website, so his descendants have kept his name up, and you can still buy the book. I have my father, you know, to give you some background, my father's passed away, so I could talk about this. My dad was involved in law enforcement and then got hired by the government it was a forerunner of a branch of the CIA to do police work in Saigon, Vietnam, to train the police department. And we were all to go to Thailand. We were going to move our family to Thailand, and because that was considered safe. But his friends coming back from Vietnam said, "No, you don't want to do this because the communists are targeting, you know, police officers and that sort of thing." So my dad eventually turned it down, but he became an undercover investigator. So he was involved in a lot of, educating people about these communist activities. So that's where I've learned a lot of this from. And we actually went to a couple of these Fred Schwartz, or, you know, they had some lectures that they would sponsor, and that's where I picked up my original copies of these books, and I've read them and talked to a lot of people. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was one of the guest speakers at one time. I think this should be mandatory learning by people. Alexander Solzhenitsyn was an amazing person. He told you about the gulags, how the communists set you up to tear you apart, how they know how to make you look like a bad person, like you were like the devil incarnate. That should also be required reading. But that's Fred Schwartz. But I think if people read that book, they'll understand what's happening in Charlottesville. And it's no secret that there's all these what's called agents of influence operating, you know, subversively, like this Black Lives Matter. That, you know, that's a controlled group. George Soros.
Oh, it is.
Oh, absolutely. There is just no question about it. You know, you could name all the organizations, Antifa, we know all that. And I mentioned earlier in another program, I happened to be in Chicago yesterday, and I was, and some people had the Chicago News on, and ABC News was on, and they were talking about how Antifa is now targeting on the lakefront of Chicago. If you go by Balboa Avenue, and I mentioned this before, but just for those that didn't hear, back in 1933, Chicago had a World's Fair. And
yes.
And at the time, obviously, fascist Italy was was up in front. But there was a very famous person by the name of Italo Balbo. He was a pilot, and he had a fleet of aircraft, and they flew from Rome, Italy, across the Atlantic Ocean to New York City. That was their first stop. And then they finished up at the World's Fair in Chicago, Illinois. And there was such a huge turnout. People were so excited because, if you remember, I think Charles Lindbergh was 1927, and he flew from the edge of the United States to Paris. But what Italo Balbo did, he flew nonstop from Rome to New York, and then he wanted to go to Chicago because there were so many Italian Americans in Chicago, and there was the World's Fair going on. And he knew he would get a lot of publicity, so they were hailed as heroes. And I think at the time, like 2 million people turned out for this thing. It was just marvelous. And the mayor of Chicago dedicated one of the street, the actual street that you could follow and go right to the beachfront, and that's where the planes landed. And then they, Benito Mussolini, and he was feeling really good about this. He sent a actual Corinthian column, one of those marble columns from Pompeii, Italy, you know, and as a thank you. And they mounted it on a pedestal and everything, and it sits there in the park until this day. Well, Antifa is claiming that, I just heard this yesterday, this is how ridiculous, this is why if you dumb people down, you can get away with it. This statue is a fascist symbol and all this sort of thing, it should be taken down. It was from Benito Mussolini. That's basically it in a nutshell. But I don't know what will come of it. I do know back in the 1980s when Harold Washington was the mayor of Chicago, he tried to change the name of Balboa Drive in Chicago and met with a huge, huge pushback. Because, you know, a lot of Italians are Democrats, so he backed off right away. And I don't know what Rahm Emanuel would do. But I am very suspect that the media would present that, which also tells me how far the communists will go. They're out to not only get rid of the Southern history and heritage, you go after that. But now they're going to pick off the various ethnic groups. So we're basically to be cleansed ethnically, you know, so we don't have any identity. So you're not going to be a Native American, or you're not going to be an Italian American or a German American or Polish. They're going to go after each of these. And
I agree.
And whatever. And so I'm just alerting people to what's going to happen. But I think in Chicago there will be pushback. I don't think... I was back in 1992, I was on that committee for the Christopher Columbus 500th anniversary, and I know what we went through, because we had a lot of college kids show up on the anniversary, you know, dressed like ninjas, and they tried to disrupt the organization, but the cops kind of broke the whole thing up, you know, they kept everything pretty well contained. But we had to deal with, we actually had very positive reaction with the Native Americans, like the Algonquin, there were representatives of Algonquin, Shawnee, and other tribes. My brother has a PhD in Native American tribes in the Midwest, so he's actually he's worked with a lot of these tribes. He's very friends, and we had a lot of reception. It turned out to be an incredible event. But anyway, I wanted to bring that up. Yeah. And the other thing is, I was just going to bring this up. The removal of the statues is you're going to see this. Already I was hearing on various news outlets yesterday because I was in my car quite a bit. I was able to monitor certain stations. I mean, they're actually seriously going to talk about the Jefferson monuments, Washington, and all these others. I mean, like President Trump says, where do you stop? And
exactly.
But, yeah.
You know.
That's what we're facing, and it's real easy for and we all know I think Donald Trump knows this. He knows that the media will never change. Leftists never change. You can never appease them. The only way you appease them is by dying, is if they can kill you, and that's
exactly
about where it goes. So once people understand what a leftist really is, and we're not talking about a liberal, we're talking about leftists, which are Marxist-Leninists.
Big difference.
And their whole goal is murder. That's where it goes. It goes to just slaughtering people right and left. And you look at their history. Wherever they go, they've just literally murdered by the millions. So,
correct.
Yeah, it's horrible. But that's, and then I wanted to leave you with one last thing. I recently have read this book about the Indian removal here in central Indiana. You know, I was telling you about Culver, which that was the last time I called you folks, but it turns out the Potawatomi Indians had occupied the area. And back in 1838,
why don't you hang on through the break, okay?
Okay.
And you'll be our last caller of the day. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ari Spencer. Today is Saturday, 19 August, year of our Lord, 2017. Right now, we're talking with Joel in Indiana on line 3. You're still there, aren't you, Joel?
Oh, yes, I'm there. I'll make my last point really brief. And my point...
You got plenty of time.
Oh, okay. Because the point I wanted to make was you had been discussing, I forgot, with the last caller... About the Indian mentality, and there's a certain spirit of forgiveness, and the Potawatomi who inhabited the area, actually not too far from where I live, you know, Andrew Jackson had that removal act, and the irony is he never enacted it. He never went through with it. It was Martin Van Buren that did. But when I've done more research on this, I found out it was the Democratic Party. Certain members of the Democratic Party put tremendous pressure on Andrew Jackson to actually have this removal act, and then it was Martin Van Buren that kind of caved in. And it tells me that nothing's changed in history. You know, it's always the same. And how demonic sometimes the Democratic Party is. And because, you know, for obvious reasons, they wanted it turns out the Indians were living on land that was extremely rich. The soil was fantastic. I mean, you could just throw seeds in the soil and the stuff just sprouted, not to mention all the raw materials. And plus there were carpetbaggers and scallywags that wanted that land so they can just divide it up and sell it. But it turns out the Potawatomi living in the central Indus, you know, portions of Indiana, they had been around for a while, and they had mixed with the settlers, so they were very peaceful, and they had converted, you know, to Christianity. So the settlers really liked them. So this whole removal thing, when it started in September of 1838, when it started, a lot of the settlers kind of came to their defense and said, look, we're not having any trouble or anything. We actually like these people, and they were trading amongst each other, but sure enough, it was the politicians, Governor Tipton, I believe, at the time, they forced the issue. And the Indians did go, and this is incredible history, they did go to the Supreme Court, and they won their case. But you know what happened? It's like the governor of Indiana said, well, okay, the Supreme Court spoke, and we'll try to enforce the law. So they basically ignored the Supreme Court, and they went ahead with the removal anyway. Well, these poor Indians were force-marched from central Indiana all the way to Kansas. And there were three chiefs involved. One of them was Chief Menominee. You probably have heard that name.
Yes.
And over 200 people died along the way, and most of these people were barefoot. It was terrible. I just finished reading this book. It's all documented by one of the Black Robe priests. He kept a diary of what had happened. He accompanied the Indians all the way. Well, the story I wanted to bring up is, because you talked about the forgiving nature, one of the chiefs, I believe it was Chief Menominee himself, he felt that this area of Indiana left a bad spirit. He felt there was a bad spirit about what had happened. He was so concerned that a bad spirit would stay. He actually walked back. He went back with a couple of other Indians to this area to bless the area and remove the bad spirit. Now, I'm a Catholic, but I believe there's a certain spirituality among the Indians, of which I've always admired. And for him to do that,
there is.
That was extraordinary. But I wanted to leave you with that, Tim, because you brought that up, and that I felt I had to share that story, because I think that's so remarkable that this Indian walked all the way back just to bless the area and remove a bad spirit, and then he went back.
Wow.
he said he had to be with his people. But I just wanted to share that story with you. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I just felt I had to tell you.
Well, buddy, we appreciate
it. I'll leave you with that, and
we are out of time.
Hope you have a great day, Tim.
You too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is pretty much the end of the show. Hope everybody has a fun and safe weekend. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.